doing my presentation today on improving estimates for electronic health records take up in Ohio, and I'm calling this a small area estimation technique. This research took me 6 months, and so I'm trying to put it into a 15-minute presentation. So I have uploaded 22 slides. That's a very bold goal. I might flip through some. I have copies in case you want to you pick up some of the slides that I have rushed through. If you would like, I do have a paper on this. I can email you the paper later if you do provide me your details. No personal financial relationships with this existed in the last 12 months. Okay, shortly today I'm just going to go over the background, details on the EHRS survey that we used, our initial estimates, our regression models, our bootstrap methods, come to some very basic conclusions, and then have a number of recommendations for our next iteration of our survey and future work in case you may be doing this in your state. Now, a little background. Medical, practitioners, primary care physicians, specialists, dentists, nurse practitioners, nurse midwives, physician's assistants with a Medicaid, Ohio Medicaid patient volume above 30%, and pediatricians with an Ohio Medicaid patient volume above 20% are eligible for financial assistance for implementing an EHR system. So, not everyone hits those volume thresholds, but if they do and they implement an electronic health record system, I believe over the course of 5 years they're eligible for up to $68,000, which is not more than 80% of the total cost of the electronic health record system. So this is who we were after, and we implemented the survey to try to get at this target population to see how many of those physicians, and I'll just call them doctors, although I know they're not, so not all doctors, but I'll just call them docs. How many of those docs were using an electronic health record system currently? Because if you were and had implemented it in the last 5 years and it met certain standards, they were eligible for backfilled financial assistance, and then determine how many will be implementing this system by 2015. Another thing the survey was set to do is reveal key barriers as to why docs aren't implementing an electronic health records survey. Now, this had been fielded for 12 weeks and had a 6.25% response rate. This is where I was brought onto the survey. I took over the survey and became the manager of it, and skipped a number of methods pieces here last year that I presented on what we were planning on doing to fix this problem. That was my presentation last year. What worked was a follow-up faxing approach. We faxed all known fax numbers to our sample practices. Now, the reason I call them docs and not practices is because a practice can have one fax number and it could house 99 doctors. And so this kind of really threw a wrinkle in our survey methodology, and so it basically degraded down into a convenience sample. Although we had lofty goals before that, we did get a 19.23% response rate off of our list, but we had a number of problems, non-response bias, and survey practices, not practitioners. Okay, so this is a problem. We did get an estimate from there, and Tim Saar and myself published this estimate back in 2010, and it was for Ohio, those who have purchased and or installed an EHR system as of 2010, we had estimated at 4,655. We were unwilling to report a confidence interval because we didn't really know how to estimate our error. And so we told Ohio Medicaid this is our best guess, but we don't know what to do with our error. So at that point, I began to work on a small area estimation model for this, and I took 2010 census data and took Ohio County demographic information. I took the Ohio Family Health Survey, and I took the 2008 iteration because we have 52,000 responses, And that's a survey we do house in at where I work, when we manage that survey. And so we had 52,000 responses, and we took county-level health attributes for each county. I fit a linear regression model, and I actually had to fit two models. One, for the physician's probability of EHR take-up, and then two, I had to fit a regression model to find out how many doctors per practice were in that county, because it varied greatly across the state. Now, using these estimates, the number of doctors per practice per county was estimated, and new estimates for total EHR take-up were determined. This is our model. I'll glance through that. And the first one, which we actually did on the log, the sum of the practice sizes. You can see there's slight heterogeneity. You can see as our residuals are doing a slight megaphone shape. This is one of the better models we could come up with, you can catch that in my handouts if you'd like. And I'll skip. Now, this model suggests that the number of practitioners per county increases with a number of variables, but some to note the number of veterans in a county, a higher percent of Medicaid recipients, a higher proportion of, people with good self-rated health status, a higher proportion of county practitioners responding to the EHRS early, so that shows that they were eager to respond to that survey, meaning they were looking for that money, and a higher proportion of county with unmet health care needs. Okay, the number of practitioners per practice decreased with the number of black individuals in the county, the mean home price in the county, and proportion of people below the 100% federal poverty level. Our second model, the log of EHR status or EHR uptake, again, you can see this model fits just a little better, but we still have some of the same violations of our assumptions. Again, you can pick that up if you'd like. This model suggests that the log of EHR uptake increased with total wholesale trade per county in Ohio, the number of farmable acres, which I thought was very interesting. I would have expected the inverse relationship there. Larger average doctor practice group sizes, per capita home income, higher county percent with unmet health care needs, county population, and the size of the civilian labor force. A decrease with the total square miles in a county, suggesting the bigger counties had less uptake. Housing changes increase in total number of children 5 years old or under, and so on. So now we had this really small and hard to see, but we had our EHR take-up estimate. We had our doctor for practice per county estimate. And then we had our EHR take-up time to doctor practice per county estimate here. Well, as you can see in Adams County, that left us with 0.09 doctors having an EHR. Well, that doesn't make much sense. We set a floor of one doctor per practice. And with that floor of one doctor per practice, we redid our estimate, and we ended up with the estimated practitioners with an EHR per county was 21,822. Now, that's vastly different than what we expected in the first place. Well, with the multiplication, our confidence intervals went from 0 doctors to 613 billion. So we're back to where we were at the beginning. So we have a point estimate. We do now have a way to estimate our error, but our error tells us we have nothing. So again, Ohio Medicaid was not very happy with it. So we decided to bootstrap, and when we began to bootstrap, bootstrapping basically is you take your data, those 88 counties in Ohio, those are a pseudo population. You randomly sample from that pseudo population, so you may be using 60 random counties for the first model, 60 random counties for the second model, you know, again and again and again. We did that 999 times. Could have done it more, but, you know, computation time takes time. And what we did, and then we refit those models. 5 minutes? Okay. When we did this, this non-parametric bootstrap was less sensitive to error, and we ended up with a median, a median estimate of 4,566, which is, I think, 89 more than what we had originally estimated. But now we have an estimation for our error. And so, first off, the Ohio Medicaid will be on the hook for, I think, $291 million if all of those people apply for this funding. Okay, well, that's $6 million more. Those 89, this is being 89 less than what we had at the beginning, represented $6 million. So they were very interested to make sure we got this right. And it was huge sums of money. So, and they were very, like most people, what's the minimum we should prepare for? And they wanted that lower confidence bound because they wanted to have at least enough to cover the minimum. And so our lower confidence bound, we gave them our 80% lower confidence bound, was 1,138. So actually that just got passed. So they were very happy that they had at least that much money because that we just had over this applied for the funding. So, but this bootstrap method allowed us to have a estimation for the error. Where is it? Oh, maybe it didn't make the slides. Yeah, there it is.
Here.
So now, instead of from 0 to 613 million, our estimation for error is still not great, but it's 635,000 to 48,000. So, I mean, we're in the ballpark because there are more than this many doctors in Ohio, so that's a good thing. So, not everybody. So, okay, 2 minutes. So, wrapping up, and I can send you the instrument that we used, but there's a couple things that we need to do here. We didn't account in the survey. We modeled one based in Wisconsin. We didn't account for practitioners working in a number of practices. So, I believe that the same practitioner was reported a couple different places because I didn't know that they bounced around so much. And so we needed to get FTE or full-time equivalent. We needed to get an MPI number so we could really nail down and make sure we were only dealing with one doctor at one practice. FTE, and you can read the rest because Andreas wants me to wrap up. So the goal was to estimate this. We were able to do it. And basically this says that if you're going to do it, the non-parametric bootstrap is the preferred method because it's less sensitive to those outliers. And that's it. So any questions about the Ohio Family Health Survey or this research, you can email me. Or what's better yet, give me your information and I'll contact you. I'll send you what you want. Okay? Thank you so much.